Now to one of the most famous cases of extraordinary rendition. Today, a federal appeals court in New York heard arguments in the case of Maher Arar. Arar is a Canadian citizen who was flown from the U.S. to Syria for interrogation. So far, the Bush administration has tried to prevent the case from being heard on the grounds that it would harm national security. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports from New York.
The facts are not in dispute. U.S. authorities detained Maher Arar at the John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. He was suspected of terrorism ties and was sent to Syria for interrogation. He spent 10 months there in a cell he called the grave. He says he was tortured. Eventually, he was allowed to return to Canada. A Canadian commission cleared him of all charges, and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has said mistakes were made in his case. At issue today is whether he will be permitted to sue the U.S. government for violating his constitutional right to due process. He hasn't been allowed to do that. Judge Sonia Sotomayor grilled government attorney Jonathan Cohn on the government's position that national security trumps any other argument.
The minute the executive raises the specter of foreign policy, national security, it is the government's position that that is a license to torture anyone?
No, Your Honor.
A U.S. citizen or a foreign citizen. License meaning that you can do so without any financial consequence. That's your position?
No, that is not our position. That emphatically is not our position, Your Honor. We're saying
so
this...
Why don't we just get the position?
The government's lawyer said he thought the court should wait until Congress acted and found a new way to try these kinds of cases so they could protect national security interests. This wasn't a normal case, he said, because state secrets were at the root of it. So far, two courts have blocked Arar's case, agreeing with the Bush administration that it could imperil national security. That's why today's hearing is important and why all 12 judges on the court heard the arguments. Maria LaHood is with the Center for Constitutional Rights. She was in the courtroom today arguing for Arar. She says the judges were weighing something fundamental.
What's at stake is whether our courts will uphold the law, whether they will say that, yes, we will enforce the laws against torture in this country, we will enforce the laws that permit people to come into court, and we will uphold human rights.
Maher Arar couldn't attend the hearing. That's because he's on a no-fly list and can't come to the United States. He told NPR's Morning Edition that he was pursuing the case because no U.S. officials had been held to account for violating his human rights.
This needs to stop. Not only it's destroying the lives of innocent people, but it's not doing any good to the image of the United States.
It's unclear when the judges will rule on his case. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.